This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I don't like panic. I don't like, you know, drama. But this is a very, very scary situation at the border. As Title 42 ends, which should never have been a border policy, but it was all people could grasp onto because we didn't have a wall or a better border policy. When that ends tomorrow, you see thousands of migrants making their way to come in. Now, whether they understand the intricacies of what Title 42 was, where it was a health measure, a public health measure that came with the COVID pandemic emergency, saying, look, you could be bringing in an infectious disease for COVID, so we have the right to prevent you from coming in or deport you. Everybody's talking about COVID, and what about tuberculosis? What about measles? What about polio? What about some of the other diseases? Now, mind you, as a physician, anybody that wants to come here, I want to help medically, but it's not practical. It's not realistic. And when you see the thousands upon thousands of migrants amassing right now at the southern border, it makes you very, very nervous, especially since some of those individuals are not innocent. They could be wolves in sheep clothing, cartels sending people, terrorists sending people, saying, look, you pretend to be a migrant. If you don't do what we say, we kill your family back home. So from what we've understood, in the first three months of the fiscal year 2023, there was an average of 7,000 migrants per day that were apprehended after illegally crossing the border. These numbers do not include the hundreds of thousands of aliens who evade apprehension entirely. That has been estimated to 600,000 in the year 2022. Reports are indicating nearly 300,000 illegal immigrants have already evaded apprehension 4 months into fiscal year 2023. Now, this is frightening, these numbers. Now, these numbers come from the, the House Oversight Committee. From a public health standpoint, this is extremely dangerous. Not to mention, we have individuals with no money, no job. They have health issues as well. We were talking about the hospital in Yuma, how it is overwhelmed with migrants that locals can't use the hospital. There's not a lot of hospitals in Yuma. I think it's the only one. And they have no more beds, and these migrants can't pay. So how does that hospital stay afloat? Hospitals are expensive to run. If you only have X amount of dialysis centers, when an American's kidneys are failing, where do they go? Mind you, I want to help everybody's kidneys, but we only have X amount of dialysis centers. We have X amount of ventilators. So when hundreds of thousands of people are coming in, and we don't even have enough medical facilities for our 360 million. It is going to wait. Already, I'm telling you right now, none of us have a hospital bed with our name on it if we need it. It is a crapshoot if you're able to go to the hospital and get admitted. How many of you have told me you were in the ER for 3 days because there were no beds? Or no staff for those beds? That's a problem. So Americans have been polled, and we have, I believe, 54% of Americans have voted against raising the number of immigrants allowed into the country. 77% of Republicans oppose more migrants. 34% of Democrats oppose. Now, mind you, being a daughter of an immigrant, I am very, very grateful for my family being able to come. It took them 20 years in order to finally get access. And then when they did, they had to learn the language, become citizens. So I get, the average person can't wait 20 years. I get that. But we can only do so much. If the whole world wants to come into America, we can't take 8 billion people. We don't even have the infrastructure for our own. 54% of voters oppose increasing the number of immigrants allowed into the U.S. I'm surprised that's not higher. And so with now we're being told Border Patrol says they're averaging 8,700 daily migrant apprehensions. And that was during a three-day period. That's a significant increase from the 5,200 in March. And mind you, the weather's starting to warm up. So rather than, you know, being in the cold, this is the high time. This time in fall. Summer, even though it's going to be hot, 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 you are going to have a lot of individuals. After school year finished, they're going to come. So from the health perspective, not only is it dangerous because they could be bringing in infectious disease, not just COVID, but tuberculosis. And mind you, tuberculosis consumption, that killed millions. We don't want to get that in America. We already have multiple drug resistant, meaning the tuberculosis bacteria is resistant to a lot of drugs that we have. And that can come over the border as multiple others. We were just talking about invasive plant species. You know, there are diseases that are more prevalent in other countries that can be coming here. But even more concerning is if we don't have enough hospital beds, dialysis centers, medical facilities, those which are going to continue to be overrun. Medication shortages. Look at what happened with the formula. Major formula shortages. You could only do so much. And that's why I said we are no help to others if we ourselves aren't healthy. If we don't have enough formulas to feed American babies, we're not going to have enough formula to feed immigrant babies. I'd rather we have enough formula for everybody. But if we have formula problems, that's going to, you know, pervade for anybody we're trying to help. If we have antibiotic shortages, if we have hospital bed shortages, ventilator shortages. So we need to slow things down and get ourselves back up to speed. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So growing up, when you couldn't afford a lot of meat and you had to make a meatloaf, you would add things to it and bulk it up. I would try to find some rice, and I would put wild rice into the meat, and that would make it look larger and be a little bigger because I could get rice a lot cheaper than meat. We could put cornflakes and other things to kind of beef it up. Well, we needed to save money, and we didn't really need that much meat, so you did what you could to make people full. Well, fast food chains aren't stupid. They also want to save money, especially with the high cost of food. And so we're being told that many of these products, including our little chicken nuggets, aren't really all 100% chicken. We're being told that these restaurants will fill the food with, no duh, additives, preservatives, but even other proteins to help keep costs down. Now, as we know, a McDonald's hamburger seems to last a lot longer than something fresh in the produce section. Why? Well, there's preservatives in there. We get that. But it's interesting where in some of the chicken-based products, because of the high price of chicken, some of these restaurants or fast food chains are adding beef to it. I mean, that's how expensive chicken is getting, where they have to add beef to it. Some are adding seaweed. We're being told that some are adding wood pulp to the food. As a result, some of these poultry products might include potentially dangerous allergens. It's like, let's say, soy, peanuts, that people don't realize that that's being put in there. So there was an investigation done by Daily Mail, and they looked at how some of the common foods we're eating had an additional 120 ingredients. So McDonald's, for example, the McDonald's chicken nuggets, right, have been, I guess, under a lot of controversy. Remember, somebody had shown us the pink slime, and I don't really know what I believe with that. But Daily Mail says that they're not 100% chicken meat. The nuggets do have white boneless chicken, but they have flour, flavoring, spices, acid, yeast extract, dextrose, and lemon juice solids. Wendy's, their classic chicken sandwich, is only 56% chicken. The other 44% is water, wheat flour, starch, acid, spices, and flavor powders. It also includes fully refined soybean oil, a raising agent, and dehydrated chicken powder and smoke flavoring. Now, it's fascinating to me because people will tell me, I have a healthier diet, I don't eat a burger, but if I do go to fast food, I'll eat their chicken sandwich. And remember I told you that book, Eat This, Not That, looked at the calories and they found that some of these chicken sandwiches are more caloric than the burgers? Well, this is why. They say the patty, bun, mayonnaise include over 5 allergens, so it's worth checking the recipe before you eat. This is at Wendy's. Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr. nuggets have quote-unquote chicken-type flavor according to the Daily Meal. The nuggets have beef flavor, which have 3 different types of protein in it, hydrolyzed soy, wheat, and corn protein, plus they add beef fat. The fat is cheaper. So if you're trying to beef something up, they put the fat in there. As for the spicy chicken sandwich, it has isolated oat product in its patty, microcrystalline cellulose in its bun, which is a refined wood pulp. Now, for those of you eating those, if you're not pooping, I don't know what will make you poop. Subway sandwiches. Subway has had a lot of issues. Remember, there's been this lawsuit about the tuna fish? Subway says their oven-roasted chicken and chicken strips are made from 100% all white meat chicken. Yet they found, nope, their oven-roasted chicken has flavorings, potato starch, and carrageenan. It's a chemical compound which is safe to eat, but is made from parts of red seaweed. It's also used to thicken the food and does not have any nutritional value. Okay, see, because that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, you know what? Well, seaweed has some nutritional value. So if you're telling me that you're sneaking seaweed into my food, I might be okay with that because I think we need to get more seaweed into our diet. They're saying, no, this doesn't have the nutritional value that you think. Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box has a lot of poultry-based offerings. They have chicken tenders and nuggets. These contain wheat and milk, so if you need to be gluten-free, you have celiac, you need to be careful with some of these. The meat in the popcorn chicken has isolated oat product, among its other ingredients of chicken breast strips with rib meat, water, and potato starch. Whataburger. Whataburger has chicken strips that are also not pure chicken meat, they're saying. Up to 12% of each tender has water, sodium phosphate, and isolated soy protein. Now, isolated soy protein comes from soybeans. It's a common ingredient they use to bulk up the food. And so they say the last ingredient is very common in processed foods.
It's a protein derived by soybeans. An isolated soy product is cheaper. So if you can't afford the chicken, you could, you know, the soybeans. If you're allergic to soy, you got to be careful. Burger King, they use autolyzed yeast extract from yeast, disodium guanylate, a form of salt that sometimes is used with MSG. So you got to be careful with their chicken nuggets. Domino's. So Domino's uses chicken on their pizza. They say their grilled chicken includes cornstarch, modified cornstarch, and lipolyzed butter oil. The modified starch is a thickening agent, stabilizer, emulsifier to make foods last longer. Dairy Queen is listed in this as well. Their uncooked tenderloin chicken fritters contain 18% water, hydrolyzed soy protein, salt, and sodium phosphates. To improve the chicken's texture at Dairy Queen, they use sodium phosphate. This is ridiculous, but this is what they do. I mean, we're talking about chemicals, you know, being banned in Minnesota, you know, and all these chemicals used in our products and toys and period panties. You know, our foods are full of them as well. Arby's, they have the buttermilk chicken filet. That has something called protein concentrate. It's whey protein to give it texture and boost and allow it to last longer on the shelf. Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because I'll eat these things, and I know chicken. I've eaten chicken. I've taken whole chicken, cooked whole chicken. None of these products look like chicken to me or even taste like it. Culver's uses sodium tripolyphosphate, according to Daily Mail, to also make it tender or nugget. White Castle, their chicken, their shape of their, I guess, chicken, says might be a clue that it's not 100% meat. They also use that preservative carrageenan, if I'm pronouncing it right, derived from seaweed. Del Taco. Del Taco does not have 100% chicken on its menu. Even though they have boneless chicken breast with rib meat, water, salt, and sodium phosphates in their crispy chicken. And their grilled chicken has even more. Which, by the way, for those of you that during Passover can't have yeast, it looks like a lot of these chicken foods have yeast in them. So you wouldn't be able to be eating them as well. So, you know, listen, you could go to a store and you could think you're getting food that was just, you know, freshly made. Some of these foods in the grocery stores could also, you know, read the packaging. If anything comes in a package, that means there were some preservatives or something added. Not to mention if they're wrapped in plastic. Right? The plastic itself can give chemicals. And we have a problem now where when things are expensive, these companies need to find ways to cut. And in order for them to cut, they're going to do the meatloaf trick, where we added stuff into the meatloaf. I think my grandmother would add eggs. That's when eggs were cheap. So she would throw eggs into the meatloaf to make it bigger. And in fact, she would even put whole hard-boiled eggs into it. I thought it was disgusting, but it, again, made the food look bigger. You know, if your grandma knew how to do that, don't be surprised that these fast food firms or other restaurants know how to do it too. And I've gone to places where their chicken sandwich is so tasty. Well, if it's loaded with butter and salt and preservatives, yeah. You know, that's how they, that's the other thing too, the shapes of these chicken breasts and, you know, these, I'm like, that doesn't look like what I get from a whole chicken. So, you know, kind of be wise about it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. It'll be a tough few days at the U.S.-Mexico border, according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, as Title 42 expires. He says they're sending a lot of people down there to help.
More than 1,400 DHS personnel, 1,000 processing coordinators, and an additional 1,500 Department of Defense personnel.
Title 42, the COVID-linked restrictions used to speed up deportations, ends tomorrow night. Writer E. Jean Carroll is celebrating her victory over former President Trump in civil court. She says getting her reputation back is more important than the $5 million award. A Trump campaign official says the case will be appealed. Some Democratic and Republican senators are introducing a bill to create a COVID-19 commission. One sponsor says we need the study to be ready for the next health crisis. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the Biden family members, we've had some headlines on about $10 million allegedly received from foreign entities, including $1 million from Romania, we're being told, and over 20 companies created by that family while President Joe Biden was vice president. On Wednesday, House Oversight Committee Republicans led by Chairman James Comer released a, quote, second records memorandum that expands the information it received from subpoena returns as the committee is continuing to investigate the Biden family business practices. The memo specifically outlines the Biden's family ties to Romanian influence peddling and a web of LLCs created while Biden was vice president.
It also accuses President Biden for lack of transparency, including his family's receipts of funds from China, which he says are not true. So the allegedly, they said the family tried to hide, conceal, and confuse sources of money, including more China money, according to a committee aide. Comer said it is inconceivable that the president did not know it, and the White House refuses to correct the president's statement. The president is now using the federal government to run interference for his family and his own role in these schemes. So allegedly, during Comer had said during a press conference. Allegedly, during Biden's time as vice president, there were 20 companies affiliated with certain Biden family members created intentionally with a, quote, complicated corporate structure, the memo states. Hunter Biden and his associates, including Rob Walker, formed 15 companies after Biden took office in 2009. Several of those included Owasco PC, which Hunter owned, Hudson West 3 LLC, Robinson Walker, Rosemont, Seneca Bohai, and these companies accepted funds from foreign companies ranging from $5,000 to $3 million. That's according to what the committee said. They said this specifically is evidence of influence peddling and a correlation between Biden family and their business associates' work, alleging the Republicans appoint to multiple anti-corruption speeches and meetings with Romanian leaders then Vice President Biden engaged in between 2014 and 2015. They say the Romanian transactions outlined in the bank records released by the committee were from Cipriot, a company controlled by Gabriel Popoviciu, who was at the time under investigation for criminal corruption in Romania and later convicted for bribery-related offenses. Between 2015 and 2017, Robinson Walker LLC received $3 million from Bladon Enterprises Limited, Popoviciu's Cypriot company, which was then paid out to Biden family members in a sum of $1 million. So they go in and they outline this. They say Biden family accounts gained $1 million from Robinson Walker in a series of 17 deposits, 16 of which were made while Biden was in the White House, and that the payments were given to Hunter Biden, Hallie Biden, and the grandchildren, etc. So these were emails from Hunter Biden's laptop obtained from Daily Mail, and Popoviciu hired the president's son in 2016 as part of an influence campaign to persuade anti-corruption prosecutors to cut a deal or drop the case. This is when Joe Biden was vice president. So Comer had back on March 16th released the first bank records memorandum detailing the payment of $3 million in 2017 received by Biden family associate Rob Walker from a China energy-linked firm. $1 million of that money was then passed from Walker to several Biden family members, included Hallie Biden. Haley. So, you know, this is frustrating to me, okay? Because it's pretty obvious, but I get, you know, everyone's innocent until proven guilty. But what's frustrating to me is how this type of stuff is probably a lot more common than we think. And using your political office for your family's benefit and for your benefit and then covering it up. And this is definitely worthy of impeachment. I know, you know, Trump has his issues and we're going to be talking about how he was cleared of rape, but he was found guilty of sexual abuse. There's, you know, I get it. You know, everybody is dealing with their drama. And you know, when people say, well, that's a witch hunt, you know, any of these could be witch hunts. You know, yes, I understand people do business overseas, but this is pretty obvious. And there are things that you have to follow in terms of ethics. Now, I get, you know, if somebody knows, you know, the president, that does help. If you're friends with the president, you're probably going to get the job because, oh, okay, well, you have an in with the president. I get that it ups your value. It ups your street cred. I get that. But making deals and using and wielding that and affecting public policy, you're supposed to, if you're going to go into office, you are supposed to be there 1,000% for the voter, not for you. And look at all the vilification and the vilifying that happened to the medical community for accepting a pen or for being taken to dinner about a pharmaceutical drug. And the America just completely imploded with that, such that doctors can't even collect a pen. If someone's like, I need a pen, and a drug gives you a pen, you can't keep it. I mean, that's how ridiculous it got. Now, why? Because Americans wanted to know that if a physician was going to offer a medication, that it was in that patient's 100 best interest and not in their interest, their own interest. Now, mind you, I had gone to drug rep dinners because I didn't have time in a busy day to learn about a drug. So when they said, look, okay, we're going to feed you. Well, we have an hour-long lecture, teaches you about the mechanisms, shows you the data, because you're not going to have time to read the data. Now, when you go, you'll understand that there can be a bias. And any of these drug rep discussions had to list the side effects and had to go through them when the laws changed. So you'd sit there, if you liked the drug, you'd be like, okay, I like this. And mind you, we prescribe a lot of drugs that came from pharmaceutical companies. Mostly drugs came from pharmaceutical companies. Viagra came from a pharmaceutical company. You guys trust Viagra? So we have to learn about these. And yes, it was nice that rather than paying us for our time, they took us to dinner. I didn't have time to go to dinners on every drug. I'm like, look, let me just read about it, and then I would, you know, see if the medication was something worth using in my patient population. But just because somebody bought you a steak doesn't mean I'm going to write a medication that could put somebody's health at risk if I thought it put them at risk. So I only wrote medicines I trusted. And I even told drug reps, I go, look, I'm sorry, I don't like your drug. You know, it's not you, it's just, I think it's raising Vioxx. I'm like, I don't like what it's doing to my patient's blood pressure. I stopped writing Vioxx years before it was taken off the market. I didn't like it. So when it comes to politicians, same thing. We want to know that if you are doing any policy, it is for the good of the American public and not that you could get something out of it. And once we find that that's what's happening, it's corrupt. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if anything is going to happen. I mean, it's taken a long time. Meanwhile, you know, on the Trump side of things, boy, when things happen, boy, he's just been grand jury after grand jury after grand jury. They know how to speed things up. But with this, it's going to take a while. And you know, I think for most of us, it looks obvious whether anything will happen before Biden runs again. The thing is, though, is Republicans have to be careful because Biden running helps them. If Biden gets kicked out of the running and he can't run for office, and somebody else runs who's more vibrant, the GOP could be in trouble. I'm wondering if maybe the GOP is stalling on purpose because they want a Biden contender for the Democrats. 1-877-DOC-SELLY, don't go away.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extend Your Voice. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So over-the-counter birth control has now become a little bit closer to reality for those wanting this, where the FDA has approved a birth control pill that would be able to be sold over-the-counter. Now, I know this makes some medical providers and some parents nervous, but looking at it, there's definitely pros and cons. So the pill is called Opel. Let me make sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. Yep, Opel. It would be the first contraceptive pill to be sold over the counter. Now, mind you, it is not the only hormone that is sold over the counter. Remember, we have Plan B, which is an emergency contraception that you could get over the counter. It's still amazing how many unwanted pregnancies we have and how we're still dealing with a million abortions a year based on having all these condoms and emergency contraception. And so, yeah, I mean, maybe this will help, having contraception over the counter. I would be very, very nervous if it was an estrogen-containing birth control, but this is supposed to be progesterone only. Now, mind you, there are risks with this birth control, but less risky than those with estrogen. So the FDA has recommended, the panel has recommended allowing this birth control to be sold over the over the counter. According to Frederick Wellgren, Chief Strategy Officer of HRA Pharma, for a product that has been available for the last 50 years, that has been used safely by millions of women, we thought it was time to make it more available. HRA Pharma is a French drug maker owned by the pharmaceutical company Perrigo when the company announced the application for over-the-counter use. Now, the decision came after the FDA raised numerous concerns in an initial review over their application to sell it over-the-counter. They were worried that young teenagers would not be able to follow the labeling directions, and some might not know if Opill was not going to be the most appropriate birth control for them. So, like, for example, if you've had breast cancer, can't be taking it. If you have abnormal bleeding, you know, if you have some gynecological issues, those really need to be addressed first. So the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists have cited several studies that women with obesity can be offered all hormone contraceptive method options with reassurance that the efficacy of hormonal contraception is not significantly affected by weight. They said, we have no doubt that our data clearly shows that women of all ages can safely use Opill in the over-the-counter setting. So, you know, there has been concern that maybe the reason why we have all these unwanted pregnancies and need for about a million abortions a year is because maybe the birth control isn't working. Maybe we have such an obesity crisis that the birth control itself isn't working. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said no. Even with the obesity crisis, these medications should still be effective. So it might be people just aren't using it or they aren't able to access it. And if they aren't going to the medical provider to get it, or they can't, maybe this will ease that. So even though the American Medical Association, American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists support it, there are other groups that are a little nervous. Some of them are a little bit nervous because they have, there are side effects. There's lack of education being given when the birth control pill is given. And that is what is going to be lacking. So the traditional way of getting a birth control, which many groups have advocated against, and I understand, but the traditional way was, look, if you are going to be sexually active and you want birth control, then we will tell you the risks and benefits. We'll teach you how to use it. We'll tell you what to do if you forget a pill, if you skip one, if you start to get any sort of side effects from it, what to look for, and how efficacious it might be. You probably have to take it for a good 2 months to be able to trust its 98% efficacy with birth control. But there's still that 2% chance you could get pregnant, so use condoms. You could still get an STI, use condoms. Because you are sexually active and you're just now asking for birth control, if you've been sexually active before the birth control and not using condoms, we should do an STI screen. So that medical visit was seven-pronged in terms of all the other things we would do when the birth control was started. Now that people are going to get birth control over the counter, it's going to hopefully increase access, prevent unwanted pregnancy, but we are missing out on all that education. You used to have to get your pap smears. You know, they say cervical cancers are on the rise. Well, cervical cancers might be on the rise because people aren't going to get their pap smears anymore to get the birth control. You know, doctors were accused of holding birth control hostage because people needed their pap. But on the flip side, it was our responsibility to make sure somebody sexually active who was exposed to the most prevalent sexually transmitted illness is HPV. The most commonly reported, the number one reported is chlamydia. But the most prolific STI out there is HPV infection. So we would be doing pap smears. Well, now that they've changed the guidelines saying you could wait 3 to 5 years, well, at that point, people are like, well, then how do I get my yearly birth control? Now, what sort of side effects? Well, the FDA has listed a slew of side effects for this, as expected. Headache, dizziness, nausea, increased appetite. Many individuals on progesterone only may gain weight. They may also get pimply. They may get hungry. You could have abdominal pain, cramps, bloating, fatigue, vaginal discharge, pelvic cramps, dysmenorrhea during periods, painful periods, nervousness, backache, breast discomfort, acne. And want individuals who have migraines to be aware that it could increase risk of stroke. There could be drug interactions, GI effects, interactions with laboratory tests, that there's dye in there, like the FD&C yellow number 5 dye that you could react to, carbohydrate and lipid effects, you could increase your cholesterol. If you're pregnant and don't know what that could be a risk, nursing moms, these types of pills are safer, but still the hormones could be passed through the milk. They do not want it used in kids. I think the studies looked at 15 years on up. I'm not sure what the age range would be of kids getting it. But these Opill tablets are contraindicated if they think you're pregnant, if you have suspected breast cancer, if you have undiagnosed abnormal uterine bleeding, hypersensitivity to the product, if you have any liver tumors. So does the average person getting these over the counter know if they're walking around with a liver tumor? Do they know if they're pregnant? Do they think their abnormal periods are going to be corrected by this, but they don't get the abnormal periods looked at first? Another thing some of us doctors are concerned about is when somebody has abnormal periods and then they go on the pill to normalize them, and then they want to start a family and they go off the pill, now they come in going, well, I have abnormal periods. So we ask, okay, well, when you were a teenager, what workups were done? You know, did anybody check your thyroid? No, they just put me on the pill. So now we're playing catch up and we're trying to figure out why they have abnormal periods, because we're trying to help them get pregnant. So even if you could get birth control over the counter, please make sure you do not skip out on seeing your gynecologist or seeing your practitioner that does gynecology in their office, family medicine, etc. Because there are a lot of things, you know, it's not just taking the pill and being good. You need to know what the signs of pregnancy are. You need to know what abnormal side effects could look like with it. And you need to understand that you starting to take it does not make you infertile. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.